Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Oh, they do?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
African-American.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances? Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm over 70.
And a number, because the question requires a number. This is just for classification purposes.
I'm not going to answer it.
Okay, so how should I record your answer for this one?
70.
Thank you very much. Now, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 election, presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
More important. Much more important.
Much more. Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election? If you can, in a few words.
Not to have Trump president.
Not to have Trump as president.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two out of the list. And we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs,
the rise of white... Supreme Court voting.
Okay, thank you. And the last three, we had the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, and the lack of quality education opportunities. Would you like to choose
Trump
a second
getting president, Donald Trump being president again.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have on the list is Hakeem Jeffries.
Very favorable. 100.
100. Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Cornel West.
50.
Then we have Project 2025.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
100, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Then we have Republicans in Congress.
0.
And finally, we have Democrats in Congress.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know we're still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided...
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
And would you say that you have seen, read, or heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. A lot.
A lot. Thank you. And what has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more favorable or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Project 2025.
And what
and
about
his
this
nephew? And his nephew. What his nephew has said about him.
Thank you. And what about this Project 2025?
It wants to subjugate women to only obeying their white husbands, Christian husbands. It wants to take away reproductive rights.
Christian, you said Christian husbands?
Christian nationalists.
Oh, nationalists. Thank you. Nationalists. So what I got was Project 2025 and his nephew. He wants to subjugate women as Christian nationalists. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one we have is, what kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists wants us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead. To be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about our own body. The freedom to
have a
future.
That's a chance for Kamala.
We still have a few more, just 3 lines more. We have the freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about.
Kia.
Thank you very much. The second one we have is both Kamala Harris' parents are active in the civil rights movement and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. As a senator, Harris was a champion of Black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families.
Karen.
Thank you very much. The second to last we have, the politics as usual is in working for people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old, same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have the chance for that. Harris would make history as our first Black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to this last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. And if we want to change, or if we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change.
Okay.
Thank you. And the last statement we have is, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. Vice President, thank you. We still have a few more. Maybe you'll change your mind with the last one. Well, depends. Now we have, and as Vice President, Harris has secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked as a past rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As President, she will make affordable house a top priority.
Karen.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you once more. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you one last time as well. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important,
yes,
or about the same? And is that
more
somewhat more important or much more?
Much more important.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Is it very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Is it Twitter or X, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, or other?
Other,
thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a PhD.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
single,
or widowed? And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your your approach to political issues, which is describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Probably moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Is it twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year?
Twice a week.
Hardly ever.
Twice a week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
You say none of my neighbors are white?
Yes. Would you say that nearly? And would you say is nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any?
Hardly any.
Of them
I have two.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were you were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were more one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time, and have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.